Fugitive Anthony Zappa is making national headlines. We here at the Mischke Broadcast are about to do the same. You hear me? We're about to do the same. You ain't never encountered radio like this. Let's get cracking, boys. We got a lot of work ahead of us. We're going hunting, gang. Hunting for man. I said, hunting for man! Dennis, get me police reports out of Nebraska. Carl, I want FBI files from the Western offices. Do we know yet if this girl has been transported across state lines? Well, get on it. Doug, you and Al contact any relatives Zappa has west of the Mississippi. All right? Kurt, Larry, set up stakeouts at known Zappa hangouts. This guy is going to be looking for a safe haven. Let's not give him one. Wilbur, call up the downtown office. Get me a psychological profile on Zappa. Connie, Joyce, Angie, change into something sexy and stand over there staring at me seductively with those bedroom eyes of yours. Make me feel like a wanted man. Because I'll tell you something, to catch a wanted man, you have to know what it's like to be a wanted man. And you girls are going to make me feel like a wanted man, or you're going to get yourselves another job, you follow? I know you came here to be detectives, but for now I want to feel your gaze upon me like heat lamps on the flesh of a nubile sunbather. Chop, chop! Lace teddies for all of you. All right. Big Bill, call up legal and head off any sexual harassment charges. Pay them off if you have to. Wayne, Steve, Connor, pour me a beer, fetch my slippers, and let me know the score on that Mets game. Paul, call my wife, tell her I'm going to be coming home late tonight. Hey, Paul, come back here. In fact, go over to my joint there and keep my wife company. Bring her a bottle of scotch and some National Geographic videos. She loves that sort of thing. Timmy, Earl, Oscar, loosen my tie, roll up my sleeves, and douse my armpits with water so it looks like I've been working. Gretchen, muss up my hair, light my cigar, and crack up those eggs over there. Fry me up a little omelet. Denise, I'm going to need the jukebox cranked. If you could, hit number 7. That's a Johnny Cash tune, I believe, circa 1965. Come on, people. We got a fugitive to catch. Let's move. Are there men posted on the perimeter? Do we have people on the perimeter? We do. Who are they? Alan and Dave? They're only 5 and 7 years old. Keep my children out of this and find me people whose bedtime is later than 9 p.m. Come on, folks. This is a 24-hour-a-day job here. Hello? 24-7, I mean. 24-7, 365. That's what it is. I mean, 24-7, 365, 9,872, 459 million. What does that take us up to? Screw it, doesn't matter. It should buy us some time. Corey, where are the files on Zappa? I asked for them 10 minutes ago. Theodore, if you're going to vomit, go in the men's room. We got to walk on this floor. Herb, Sharky, get out of those mascot outfits and help Theodore and the Biffy. Check to see what he ate and find out who else ate it. Track the food from the field and the farm it came from to our vending machines and find out what went wrong. Give me files on every food processing plant from here to Poughkeepsie. You got that? Have Theodore's intestines taken to the lab for a chemical breakdown. I don't care how many man hours it takes. I want to know why he's barfing. Nelson, call my wife. See if Paul is keeping his hands off her. Tony, call Channel 5. Tell them we got quite a story unfolding up here and they ought to capture it for the 10 o'clock news. I'm in my element here, people. I'm in my glory. The whole world is watching, and I'm about to emerge as the 21st century's greatest crime fighter. Meanwhile, what the hell's Channel 5 doing down there, huh? Covering some local adopt-a-pet program? I'm making history up here. Let's go, people. Get their news director on the horn. Shannon, Nancy, Corrine, tell those girls in the lace teddies to stop it. Tell them to stop it. Didn't they know I was just kidding? Have them change into something respectable and tell them if they keep making eyes at me like that, I'll arrest them for prostitution. This ain't a bordello. It's a fugitive task force command center, ladies. Wait a minute. That's not accurate. It's a radio station. It's an AM station in flyover land featuring a late night show with poor ratings. It's still no place for hookers, though. Lanny, Orville, over here. What are you guys doing? Get those donkeys out of here. I didn't say anything about wanting donkeys. We're using choppers and we're using SWAT vans. Who the hell ordered the donkeys? Huh? That's what? That's what Theodore ate. What the hell's Theodore doing having donkey at this hour? Who's serving donkey at this hour? Ernie, head over to the Jackass Palace over on 9th Street. See if there were any other cases of food poisoning tonight. Yeah, the Jackass Palace. Williams knows where it is. His daughter's a stripper there. Sorry, Williams, I thought everybody knew. That's okay. We can't all have daughters at Harvard. Jesse, Todd, Biff, why don't you guys grab some guns and actually go find Anthony Zappa? I forgot we have to do that. Bring him back, throw him in jail, will you? Thanks. We got to justify all this money we're blowing tonight. Nothing justifies expense like success. Let's go, people. Zappa? He's over at my house. Didn't I say that earlier? I'm sorry. He's in my joint. He's in the basement. Yeah, he's a second cousin of mine. Stopped by earlier today for a visit. I got him locked in the bathroom. He's in my jacuzzi watching a video replay of the Masters tournament. Just kick the door in, haul him down here. He'll never see it coming. He thinks I'm just a radio guy, for God's sakes. Some goofy talk show host. Pick him up. Let's wrap this thing up so we can move on with the show. We got listeners expecting a radio program out there. Come on, people. We got listeners who want a radio program. Let's go. Let's go. Move it. Look at the Anthony Zappa story. He started learning his street smarts from his late father. Zappa spent most of his first 10 years living in a car as his parents traveled through the western states. His daddy, Julius, taught him how to hunt, encouraged him to train as a boxer, and showed him how to fix cars. Dad died in 98 from injuries suffered in a car accident while he was drunk and fleeing police. Zappa and his sister Cindy lived in a car during their earliest years as their daddy drifted, taking odd jobs and making frequent stops at casinos. We knew all the rest stops from Minnesota to Nevada, said Cindy. I remember Anthony and me were left in the car while Dad and his friends went gambling. And that's how you make a criminal fugitive. You parents out there who'd like to create one, here's a little how-to manual. If you're just bringing a baby home from the maternity ward and would like to create a thug for the future, just follow the example of Julius Zappa. Julius's boy Anthony's first brush with trouble came at about age 17 when his daddy encouraged him to steal alcohol for him from unoccupied cabins near their home. Cindy Zappa said she recalls her brother watching Dad hotwire cars and learning from him. That's sweet. The teenager worked in physically demanding jobs, including baling hay several summers. Years later, he won a weightlifting trophy while in Iowa in prison. Family members have seen the 6-foot-tall, 247-pound Zappa bench press more than 600 pounds. In fact, it's believed he can lift up a full-size squad car and send it hurling through the sky at speeds in excess of 80 miles an hour. Now, at the same time, this slippery, elusive fugitive can cram his body into one tight little ball. He can stuff it in a little gym bag and stay well hidden along the corridors of a fitness center. It's also believed that when he wants to and when he's in the mood, Anthony Zappa can become invisible. I said Anthony Zappa, if he wants to, can become invisible. Oh. And could very well be watching you people right now as you bathe. We can't be sure that he isn't standing there right now staring at you. Is he dangerous? Only if, because of his size, he clumsily knocks the boombox into the bathwater there. But even then, the danger would only be that you would be killed. He wouldn't feel a thing and would no doubt be out the door and headed for another evening on the lam. as law enforcement agencies from all 50 states sent every single available officer, every agent, every deputy, scurrying across the globe in search of the most elusive target since the days of the great D.B. Cooper? D.B. Cooper, meet Anthony Zappa, otherwise known as the Rabbit. The Rabbit. You've heard of Papillon, the butterfly? This is the Rabbit. How do you say rabbit in French? Anyone know? That's the name we're going to give this man. Catch him if you can, people. Catch him if you can! Mishki Broadcast. Black Sheep Network. We're on this Anthony Zappa thing like maggots on a carp. And, we might have to be making some calls. I've been just studying the path of his destruction. We have Charles City, Iowa. We have him. We have Anthony fleeing a rural farmhouse on March 14th with bail bondsmen chasing him. We have Idaho Springs, Colorado. Reports of him staying with a neighbor there. We have Lakewood, Colorado, stolen car, Lake Charles, Louisiana, breaking and entering. We got Kearney, Nebraska, where he allegedly kidnapped a woman, Livingston, Montana. We have a 911 call from there reporting Anthony Zappa in the vicinity, and Belgrade, Montana. I'm going to do a little investigative work on my own, kind of help out the FBI and local police agencies. Hope they don't mind. All right, let's see. Belgrade, Montana. Let's try and call someone out there. It's only one area code for the entire state of Montana. More people in San Francisco than the entire state of Montana.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Doesn't bother me. That happens to cops. That happens to all the greats. Mannix. Mike Stone. Cannon. Remember Cannon? See, this happens. Yeah, that's all right. Well, I'm not gonna get stressed out just yet. I'm close. Okay. Belgrade, Montana. Let's hope this one works.
Hello.
Hi, T.D. Mishki calling from Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm doing a radio show right now, and I'm trying to get a hold of anybody who can help me find America's fugitive, Anthony Zappa.
Yeah, I have no idea where he's at.
Have you heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
But you haven't seen him?
Nope.
You don't have any friends who might be maybe keeping him hidden in their basement?
I sure don't.
Okay. Now, I'd say look me in the eye and say that, but I'm not going to be able to see your eyes. Would you, if I asked you to look me in the eye, be able to look me in the eye and say that without blinking? Or
absolutely.
Now, is there a lot of talk in town about his coming through there? Because there's quite a manhunt underway.
Not really. I mean, there was a little bit early on, but...
Mm. You got the doors locked?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
He's dangerous. He kidnapped a girl in Nebraska already.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, by all means, get Christine in the basement.
Yeah.
Okay?
No problem.
I mean, not for hiding, to do laundry, that sort of thing.
That's right, yeah. Well, laundry's upstairs.
So. Oh, okay. Well, then
you've got to let her in on the main floor.
Okay, you take care.
You too.
they're a friendly bunch out there. But we didn't learn anything, did we? So we're going to move on, Lakewood, Colorado. We'll find someone there, sure we will. Get to the bottom of this. Lakewood, Colorado. Never heard of it. Mm-hmm. We're looking at an answering machine here, I can tell.
You've reached one.
That happens to the best of them. Efren Zimbalist Jr. used to have that happen. That doesn't bother me in the least. That's just part of police work. People think it's all glamorous. Let me tell you a little something. Remember Joe Friday? He didn't make it look glamorous, did he? That's because it was real. He was handling real cases. I see.
You have reached 987.
That happens to the best of them. That's all right. That happens to, who were the rookies? What were their names? I just remember one of them was married to Kate Jackson. And on that show, she was the best-looking one. Then she gets on with Charlie's Angels, and she's third. Should have stayed with the rookies.
Hello?
Hi, this is the Smith residence, I believe.
Yes?
T.D. Mischke calling from Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm doing a radio show right now, and I am in search of America's most wanted fugitive, Mr. Anthony Zappa. Have you seen him by chance?
No.
Okay, too bad. Had you, we would have given you a trip to Cancun, Mexico. Are you aware of his having visited your town?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Anthony Zappa is considered dangerous and is America's greatest fugitive right now, and he's been through your town. And for you not to be aware makes me wonder whether or not you have...
I happen to have more pressing family matters going on right now than...
What could be more pressing than America's greatest fugitive being in your town?
I don't know. Family, maybe?
Well, your family may not be there by the end of the evening if you don't lock the doors and get everybody in the basement.
Okay, you need to get a real life.
All right. Fair enough. Let's see. Folks in America without answering machines, without voicemail. It's extraordinary when you encounter it. Something quaint about it. The ability to hear the endless ring, there's something beautiful in that. Something so old-fashioned. Reminds me of phone calls I made in the early 70s. They were a lot like this.
Hello?
Oh, you're home. Boy, yeah. I was waiting forever. Hi, is this the Anderson residence?
Yes, it is.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. Tom Mischke calling from Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm doing a radio show here, little nighttime AM radio show in flyover land, and I am in search of America's greatest fugitive. His name is Anthony Zappa, and he has been through town. Have you heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know about Zappa. Good, the last call I made, they didn't know what I was talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we are trying to find out if there have been any sightings lately or what the scuttlebutt is around town. We're kind of helping out the police by trying to track them down.
Oh, well, I really haven't heard anything lately.
Okay, but are people pretty much hunkering down there, boarding up the windows, that sort of thing, putting the dressers in front of the doors? Because I suppose you've heard he is potentially dangerous, even though he's primarily being sought for things like car theft and breaking and entering, that sort of thing, fleeing police. He really hasn't killed anybody yet, but they say he's kidnapped a woman in Nebraska.
Oh, I hadn't heard that
17-year-old girl, and apparently he might have her out in Montana, but then again, he might be in your town.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a big fella, over 6 feet tall. He can bench press 600 pounds. He can lift up squad cars and toss them like matzo balls.
Mm-hmm.
But no sight of him tonight, huh?
No, I guess not.
Okay, well, we want you to know we're watching the perimeter. We'll let you know if we hear anything or see anything.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Okay. People are so nice in this country, aren't they? I don't know. Wherever you call, just... average folks. Hey, just random. I can make a random call anywhere in the country. Someone would say, hi, how are you? Yeah, I don't know, just eating dinner, that sort of thing. That's America in a nutshell. We don't know what the hell's going on in China. Average American says, what the hell's a spy plane? We don't know. We're watching West Wing, for God's sakes. Misky broadcast.
Pardon me?
Misky broadcast.
Some people are nice, but others think that this isn't a good idea. For heaven's sakes, the Sluti family in Nebraska thinks this is serious. I'm sorry. This is not funny to me. Okay, I gotta go. Bye.
Well, okay. So, we're not winning them all over, Kodiak. That was someone listening in Nebraska? Or that was someone I called?
No, she was just saying that the family in Nebraska probably doesn't think it's funny.
Who are the Fluties?
No, I think that's the parents of the girl who was abducted. I think she's trying to say, you know, it's not funny to them. She's trying to make you feel bad.
Oh, that's the parents of the girl who was abducted.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I think it's hysterical.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we don't have, I believe, at this point, again, the report is that, sure, life isn't in danger. I read that in the paper. So it's pretty much just a Thelma and Louise deal. You know, it's a fun-loving thing. We can have fun with this one. No one's getting hurt. Cops are having fun chasing a guy. You know, he took a few VCRs or something. Who hasn't stolen a few VCRs? You got to look in my trunk. You know, so... Misky broadcast. Hello? Misky broadcast.
Tommy.
Yes.
I'd just like to echo the sentiments of that last caller. This
it's not going over well, Kodiak.
Now, I had four calls that said they liked it, so...
Well...
We're still two in the black.
Well... Hello?
Yeah, Tom?
Yeah.
Hey. I got the latest information on this case.
Yeah, fire when ready there.
The task force that's working on it believes that the young lady that was abducted is dead.
Get the hell out of here.
No, I'm serious.
I can't trust you.
My wife works for the FBI.
See, but how do I... You could be anybody. Put yourself in my shoes.
Yeah.
I can't trust you. I'm sorry. You could be... That's the problem with talk radio. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I called earlier, and I'm still crying.
Crying because you thought it was funny. Oh. He called earlier.
Oh, okay. Mark?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. What is wrong with these people? I thought it was hilarious.
Well, you know, you do a little radio show, you know, you try and bring things up to the line because it's out there on the edge where life is happening, you know. You want to drag it out there to the edge. You could just sit there in the middle, and the middle is a suburban couch with West Wing, but you live that way and you really aren't living at all. So you bring it out to the edge, you push the envelope a little bit, and sometimes you go over and sometimes, you know, you hang right there at the edge and it's a beautiful radio show, and I guess the jury's still out on just what exactly has happened here tonight. FBI believes she's dead based on what? Why would you think something like that? Do you have a body? I think that guy's making that up. I just read in the paper today that there wasn't any thought that this woman's life was in danger. In fact, the family is steadfast in their belief that this guy didn't take her in the first place. Me, I'm just trying to do a radio show and make some money and get home, you know. I got a beer waiting for me. Like to save the world, but best I can do is grab the news and try and have some fun. Oh, boy.